Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with Women's Key Volunteer Leader, Maria Ramirez.
Today's lesson focuses on love, sacrifice, and reconnecting with God. Let's read John 19, 1 through 3. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. The act of placing a crown of thorns on Jesus' head was an unusual and specific element of mockery that was not a standard aspect of Roman crucifixion practices. The crucifixion itself was a method of capital punishment employed by the Romans, intended to inflict maximum pain and humiliation. However, the narrative of Jesus' crucifixion, as recounted in the Gospels, includes the unique and cruel addition of crowning him with thorns. Jesus had informed Pontius Pilate that his kingdom was not an earthly one. In a twisted form of homage to this claim, the soldiers clothed Jesus in a purple robe, symbolic of royalty, crowned him with thorns, and mockingly hailed him as King of the Jews. This act of mockery was aimed at degrading him and ridiculing his claim of sovereignty. The crown of thorns, intended to represent the dignity and the grandeur of a monarch, was used in a perverse attempt to belittle and humiliate Jesus. Unbeknownst to them, Jesus was willingly sacrificing his life, fulfilling his Father's plan to offer salvation to all humanity. The soldiers made fun of Jesus and tried to put him down. They took Jesus' claim of being a king and used it to mock and hurt him, hitting him and making fun of his claim to royalty. They acted out of dislike, hate, or maybe other reasons, but they didn't understand who Jesus really was. By dying, Jesus aimed to make up for everyone's wrongdoings, including the soldiers. This shows the great love and sacrifice Jesus made for everyone in the world. In 1 John 4, it says, "In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." This scripture connects to John 19, illustrating that the crucifixion is not merely an act of suffering, but the manifestation of divine love. God's love is proactive, sacrificial, and seeking to bring us into a living, breathing relationship with him. It's koinonia. The passage challenges us to respond to this love by loving one another. We do not want anything to get in the way of us experiencing this true love, a love that is not based on our merit, but on the nature and character of God. In closing, let us meditate on these lessons, asking ourselves how we can live in a way that honors Jesus' sacrifice and love. Let us pray. Father God, we give you all praise, honor, and glory. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and there is no one like you. Thank you for the sacrifice of your Son. Thank you for enduring all the suffering and pain on the cross. Help us to appreciate the sacrifice Jesus endured so that our relationship could be restored to our Heavenly Father. Allow us to open our eyes to see what you have done for us. Open our ears so that we can hear you. Align our hearts to your heart that it would beat as one. Help us to focus on you first and also help us display true love towards others. Allow us to be light in the darkness. Remove our flesh so that we remain humble. We praise your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.